I'm Jeffrey Fryman Weyer, and this is the State of the Arts on KDFC. This is a computer realization of a piece by composer Noah Luna the Berklee Symphony will read on Sunday with the working title of Plummet. It's a tone poem about a depressed man named Theo who ends up leaping from a cliff.
You've got a full orchestra. You don't want to just write sunshine and daisies. You want to access parts of you that can only be accessed if you have an orchestra.
In preparation for the concert, program director Gabriella Lina Frank has been working with all three composers, Luna, Evelyn Ficarra, whose work for solo piano called The Arbitrariness of Language we're hearing now, and violist composer Niels Bultmann. The concert is a working rehearsal, and since their rehearsal time is so limited, Noah Luna says he's ready with several different approaches to see which works best.
Not only do I have full written out reorchestrations of it, I also have, you know, written in little post-its in my rehearsal score, like, ask them to try this up an octave, that sort of thing.
Conductor Joana Carneiro says the orchestra can be very helpful and is used to working with composers.
They say, this is not really possible as it is written, but if you would like, I think this is what you're going for, and they will perform it in a more realistic way or in a way that is possible musically.
Niels Bultmann already knows what's possible on the viola. This is from a set of duets he wrote for his instrument. Conductor Joana Carneiro says she enjoys these reading concerts. Although it's midway through the composer's process, it's really the beginning of the piece for the public.
It's really a wonderful opportunity for the composers, but it's also a great opportunity for the audience to ask questions directly to the composer as they hear something for the first time.
The composers will then have to get their pieces in final performance shape for a more formal concert in April. And that's the State of the Arts on Classical KDFC.